On or about August 20, 2025, large swaths of the Nipissing forest will be sprayed from the sky with glyphosate-based herbicides. Supporters of Stop the Spray Canada want these sprays to stop, and plan to continue protesting the government's practice. West Nipissing councillor, Jamie Restoul, also wants the province to reconsider the spray, and has tabled a motion to that effect. The Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources explained in a recent release, selected stands of the Nipissing forest will be sprayed with herbicide to control competing vegetation. The North Shore forest around Elliott Lake and Espanola, the Romeo Millette forest south of Timmins, the Timiskaming forest, and the Ottawa Valley forest are all slated to be sprayed this summer. See, column. Ecological, safety concerns grow as glyphosate spraying begins in Northern Ontario. Restoul's motion will be discussed at Council's regular meeting on August 12. His motion noted, the request would be for a potential resolution to be sent to Minister Mike Harris Jr. of the Ministry of Natural Resources to reconsider the start of this initiative until further research is completed. The motion calls for more research into glyphosate-based herbicides. Restoul mentioned the last time Health Canada assessed glyphosate was in 2017. New science published since has linked glyphosate-based end-use products to cancer's metabolic diseases, neurodegenerative and reproductive toxicity, and harm to ecosystems, Restoul's motion detailed. Stop the Spray Canada, a group determined to halt the use of glyphosate-based herbicides, has been vocal on social media as the August 20th spray date approaches. The group emphasized Sudbury, North Bay, Temagami, and New Liskeard areas will be sprayed with toxic glyphosate starting August 20. The group explained via social media, glyphosate is a cancer-causing toxic chemical that will kill wildlife, poison waterways, and create the perfect conditions for wildfires after leaving trees and vegetation dead and dry. West Nipissing residents aligned with Stop the Spray Canada are expected to attend Tuesday's council meeting. The traditional ecological knowledge elders, tech elders, also calls for a moratorium on aerial herbicide use, which has also been supported by the Chiefs of Ontario. Tech elders call on the Government of Ontario to immediately abolish glyphosate-based herbicides within the traditional territories of Ontario's First Nations, and work directly with Ontario First Nations to implement sustainable, non-toxic alternatives, while providing capacity and resources to do so. See, First Nations call for ban of aerial spraying after spill. On August 14, from 10 a.m. to noon, tech elders are holding a protest on Highway 17 in front of the Serpent River First Nations building. Expect traffic delays, as tech elders will be handing out Stop the Spray literature to motorists. The Government of Canada noted on its website that glyphosate is the most widely used herbicide in Canada and plays an important weed management role in agriculture and non-agricultural land management. Products containing glyphosate are used to control weeds, including invasive weeds, and toxic plants such as poison ivy. Health Canada's proposed findings were that, when used according to the label instructions, products containing glyphosate are not expected to pose risks of concern to human health or the environment, the Government of Canada noted. Beta Day reached out to Minister Harris at the Ministry of Natural Resources but did not hear back in time for publication. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.